It is time to go around the world with Arjun Singh, who is in Jaisalmer, India. We're here in Sharon and in Falls Village. And let's say good morning to Arjun. Good morning, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Good morning, ma'am.
We hope. Good morning. Where are you on the road again?
On the road again. I tried my best to be close to the city because at night it's tough. I have dry eyes problems, so it's tough me to drive the car at night because people here, they don't follow the traffic rules. They don't dim their lights, so always the lights come quickly to your eyes. So I tried my best, but still I have to travel 200 kilometers. So still it's a long way. I did my best, but today we couldn't because where we went, the dialysis, the patients, there's so many patients were waiting for that. And we reached early in the morning, but we got our turn late in the afternoon. So, but everything is fine, okay. And right now we are on a highway, just going back to the city, Jaisalmer. And, for the last couple of days, you know, traveling between Jaisalmer to Jodhpur a lot, and those 13 patients to whom I always meet on Wednesday on Saturday, actually, I frankly say, honestly say, they are waiting for their death because I when I see them, they are very tired, very frustrated, and they come from many other villages because most of them they belong to the poor families. So some of them, because when we started, those people, two of them are now absent. They are not coming. And when I ask the nurse there, the female nurse there, and then she told me that they don't want to come there because it's very far from their villages, so they are not coming. So definitely, if they don't come, then they will be in trouble. But we will keep it continuing. We will have to keep it continuing. We are still fighting at the district administration, complaining and giving applications. And even my father-in-law now, he's ready to meet the collector because he's feeling much better now. And so life is going on. And we have annual exams in the school, so kids are getting ready for that. Girdhar has annual exams, so he today just appeared in his 8th grade exam of English, and he did wonderful. He called me that his paper was great. So life is going on, sir.
That is very good. So are you saying that the people in the villages who would come to Jaisalmer for the dialysis say it's too far to go to Jaisalmer and Jodhpur is out of the question? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, some of them, they belong to the small villages, not far from Jodhpur. They are from, because we are very far from Jodhpur, 300 kilometers. So some of them, they come from 100 kilometers, 150 kilometers from small villages. But they actually can't afford. They are very poor people and they don't have money to pay for their buses and all those things. So if they don't have them, the only option for them is that not to come here. And I know. If they don't come here, because I asked the doctor and many other people that dialysis is the only, and if you don't come, you get a debt that you have to come after 3 days, and if you don't come, then your body, it gets full of water and you are in trouble. So I know, they know that it's a sure death if they don't come to the hospital, but they don't have option because they don't have people who can help them. And here everyone is busy in his own life. If you ask me, even when I'm at the dialysis center and when there are 13 beds and the people are, so different thoughts come in your mind, you start to think in any other way. Because now whenever I'm in Jaisalmer, big hotels and restaurants and tourists, so that is a different life. But when you are at the center of the dialysis and when you see the pale faces of the people waiting for the death, then you have different thoughts coming in your mind. For last couple of weeks, I myself couldn't sleep very well. Horrible dreams come to me, and sometimes I wake up at the middle of the night and feel myself very uncomfortable. So it's not very easy because everywhere the blood is everywhere in the tubes there. So it's very different. But my father-in-law, he wants me to be with him for whole of the time. So I am doing my best, and when we get this facility in Jaisalmer, I think then everything will be fine.
Well, I've got to give you a lot of credit to Arjun. You're doing yeoman's job, and I think people over here should listen to the commitment that you have to your dad and to your family.
My wife, she works a lot for my family, for my father and mother. She's completely dedicated. So it's my duty to do something for her father. So definitely the people, they don't think, because they think it's the only duty of the son to look after the parents. But I think, no, it's not the duty of only the son. It's the duty of the daughter and daughter's husband also. So I'm doing my best to help them, because that's the way I can do that. And that's the only way, because now they need a person with them. They need a person who can be with them mentally and strongly, physically appear with them. Because this is not the matter of money only. You can get the money from the loans and from all the people, but you need a person to be for whole of the time. And he believes me, and he says that if you are with me, I'm feeling much better. Because every time when we get the dialysis, and he's feeling quite better and he's improving, it's good for him. And when he is happy, and always his blessings are with us and with me especially. So I'm doing my duty with your blessings and with love of you all people who listen to me.
All right, Arjun, keep up the good work, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care.
And I came to know that tons of snow in Connecticut. Is it right?
It is snowing, yes.
Yes, it is snowing.
Oh. Okay.
Daddy's
take care.
Driving
take care.
With dry eyes.
All right, Arjun, take care.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Arjun singing around the world here on The Breakfast Club.